This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind, we're going right. All right, Paul Watson, look at him right there. He is coming up, loaded for bear in the war room, 3 o'clock central in 1 hour from now. Dr. Nick Meggis riding a shotgun with us throughout the week. Great futurist researcher, been proven super accurate. It's hard to turn off Waylon Jennings. Turn it up for a minute.
Razor blades and die center high.
It's a live rendition. Just a touch.
Just a touch of sadness in her finger.
Thunder and lightning in her thigh. Crowd goes, woo, that.
And we're going to ride.
I'm getting serious. In closing, this attack on consciousness, this attack on independence, this attempt to make us domesticated, is it just fallen people wanting to dominate and control? Because you study the globalists, I mean, they know there's this huge human potential. Don't they understand that they'll never reach that potential by trying to dominate humanity?
You know, I think that's, again, it's delusion. You know, you get lost in your world of materialism. And the, you know, the opposite of that is really awareness. I mean, it's that other side of the thing. And so if you're totally focused on things and acquiring and accumulating in the world, you miss the point. All of these things that we experience, from my perspective, are the training ground for the soul. You know, this is where we learn and we fall back into remembering what we are and what our potentials are. It scares the hell out of globalists, the idea that some individual could rise up and create something new. And you think about the new wealth in the world. That was sort of like that, you know, if you think about the
Amazon. That's why they want to surveil every person and control them, is to control those technologies, to control those disruptive systems.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing that I think we all need to remember is if we fall back into what we are and we begin to not tolerate one another, but accept one another as different, unique creations. And in that way, we respect each other differently. We approach each other differently. We come into a conversation not with anger and hatred, but with the love that God is. And if we are truly believe this, then we need to begin acting this way. And this is the challenge for this generation, is to wake up to what we are, begin to manifest the gifts of the Spirit, and that's what will change the world. The rest of it is all window dressing.
You're right. Paul Watson takes over in a few minutes. In 2 minutes, what would you quantify? What would you call this period of time? And I mean, the globalists are legitimately, I think, scared right now.
It's the Great Awakening. It is. And here's what I know about that. The bigger the possibility of something positive, the more negative stuff you're going to see, because that is the way the world works.
For every action, there's an opposite angle.
And it has to be. And so
the fact that good's rising so much is going to, like the new Godzilla movie, the evil titans are going to rise as well.
Right. And so the conflict between the two also raises up, and you get the option. The choices become more obvious. And the biggest missing link in all of this, ultimately, is going to be forgiveness. And that's a 2,000-year-old message we need to remember today, that we all have made mistakes. We are all going to be accountable for those mistakes. But more importantly, I think we're going to be accountable for the good things we do. And we need to put more emphasis on that. Because
no, you're right, because we never celebrate our victories.
That's right.
And we always are, like, worried about the next problem, but no, we should celebrate the victories.
We should, and we should recognize that those victories are every day, again, going back to meaning versus purpose. Meaning is expressing your value system in everything you do. You can throw that pebble in the pond every day by the way you treat people, and you have no idea where those waves go. The smallest thing you did in your life might actually turn out to the biggest, and you won't know till you leap to the other side. So keep your intention clean. Self-examination, keep that clean. Be able to acknowledge your shortcomings and overcome them, but don't be so self-condemning you commit blasphemy against the creation, the highest creation, human beings, yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you really care about.
And around the whole globalist system is humans are crap. No, we're the highest form of life on this planet.
That's exactly right, and we're stewards for this planet. We have obligations here to each other.
And we can build unlimited planet.
We can build this thing into the most beautiful garden. Once again, we have the opportunity in this century. We can do this.
Powerful. Dr. Nick Meggis. All right. Paul Joseph Watson with you in 60 seconds. Stand by. His new website's awesome. Summit.news. Stay with us.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this April 16, 2019 edition in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Well, BuzzFeed has been caught putting out a giant fake news conspiracy theory while at the same time calling for people like me to be deplatformed for putting out fake news conspiracy theories. This, of course, has to do with the horrific, tragic Notre Dame fire, which happened yesterday. And we're going to play this full report at the end of this hour. But I'm going to go through it because there have been even more developments since I put the video out about an hour ago. So basically, as happens with many of these instances, whether it be Islamic terrorism or accidental fires like the one we had yesterday, anytime you go on news pages, specifically Facebook pages and specifically ones in the Arab world, a lot of people on those pages are celebrating the attacks or they're celebrating the fire, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. Now, I put out a tweet yesterday, which was from a French journalist called Daniel Roux, and it was what you see right up on screen there. This was a feed from a live stream of the Notre Dame burning in the background. These are the happy faces that responded to this video. Now, this was a French video by a French news agency, which was a live coverage of the Notre Dame fire. They see quite a lot of Arabic names responding to the Notre Dame fire with smiley faces. So I put this out in a tweet, and I said, a brief summary of who is responding to the tragic Notre Dame fire with smiley faces on Facebook. Now, I didn't say Muslims, God forbid. I just said, this is horrific. This is vile. People should not be celebrating a horrific fire, the destruction of an ancient, you know, 850-year-old building of such importance to the Western world with smiley faces. This is vile. This is horrible. Didn't even mention Muslims, just said this is bad. We should condemn this, basically. Within about 2 hours after that tweet went viral, BuzzFeed put out a report entitled, and they've changed it since, which we're going to get into because they're completely backpedaling, here are the hoaxes and misinformation about the Notre Dame fire. So they initially claimed, BuzzFeed, that this video provided, quote, zero evidence Muslims were responding to the fire with smiley faces. So that video was apparently either fake or it didn't exist. They went on to claim, and this is from their original article, which they've now scrubbed, because they're backpedaling like cowards. They said, critically, the video in question does not show what people on Facebook were reacting to. Yes, it did. It showed it at the very beginning, at the top of the screen. If you zoom into the top of the screen on the video of the Facebook feed, and this is in my video that I just put out a couple of hours ago, the burning Notre Dame is clearly in the background, because that video was taken from another video that you see right at the top. If you go to the start of that video and just pause right at the start before it scrolls down, you can see that. The Notre Dame burning in the background. The video, there you go, right there. There's the Notre Dame burning in the background. That is taken from a French news source called Brut, which was covering the live feed of the Notre Dame burning and the reactions below it, the smiley faces.
So they lied in saying that the video did not show what people on Facebook were reacting to. Yes, it did. That was a lie. They also said it's impossible to know the religious views of each person reacting to a video en masse. Okay, well, we can get to the comments of certain people, and you could probably try and guess their religion later on. So they put out this lie that this video had no source, was probably made up, and was not a video of people reacting to the Notre Dame fire, which it was. It was a Facebook stream where they were reacting to the Notre Dame fire. So basically, BuzzFeed put out this tweet with a big nope yellow sticker on it, claiming that I had just made this all up. Now, in fact, they've changed their article since. And this is on my Twitter feed. If you go on my Twitter feed, there's a tweet from Far Left Watch. There you see the original. If you go on the Twitter feed, Prison Planet, there's a tweet from Far Left Watch. And it says, check out the stealth edit BuzzFeed made after their wildly inaccurate claim about Muslim reactions to the Notre Dame fire was easily refuted. Perhaps they should change it to, there's zero evidence that BuzzFeed employs journalists. Because in the initial story, they said, quote, there's zero evidence Muslims were responding to the Notre Dame fire with smiley faces. I completely debunked that and proved, yes, they were. So now they've changed it to say far-right influencers are pushing an old narrative about smiley face reactions. And they've literally just excised out their entire argument. Now they're not saying that they're not denying. They're saying the video purports to show positive reactions to a video of Notre Dame burning. Remember, before they said, oh, this video has no source and we don't know what they're reacting to. So they've been proven complete liars on that point. And then it goes on to say, it basically says that, oh, emojis are meaningless because they could find some smiley emojis on the New Zealand mosque shooting videos. And if they could, that's also vile. This is the point here. Why are you running defense for vile people who are celebrating the Notre Dame fire? So at first they said there's no evidence this is a video of people reacting to the Notre Dame fire. Then they said, oh, even if it is, emojis don't mean anything. All right then. So if emojis don't mean anything, let's look at the actual comments that people were making on France 24 Arabic's Facebook page while this building was burning. And this is in my video again. These comments are all translated from Arabic from France 24 Arabic's Facebook page. This is what people said in response to the horrific, tragic Notre Dame fire. Quote, I'm disappointed for the lack of charred bodies in this festive party. Quote, what a wonderful moment. God thank you. Quote, I dedicate this wonderful and beautiful fire to my family. Congratulations, hopefully the mass destruction of France. Again, these are all from France 24, French TV News Network, Arabic's Facebook page. They're still there. These were collated from just two small sections of two threads. Anyone can go there right now and look at it for themselves. Another person said, it's a beautiful fire. Oh my God, the most beautiful fire in the world. We announce the sympathy of our full solidarity with the fire. Another person said, unfortunately, the entire structure did not collapse. He was sad about that. Another person said, I am sympathetic to fire. Another person said, I dedicate this fire to all the Algerian people and we wish another fire. Another person said, God willing, the next on the Eiffel Tower. Another person said, I am very happy, then literally put two smiley faces, which BuzzFeed says doesn't exist, to see a part of France burning. They see gifts, yay, I'm so happy. Another one, celebrate. These were all responses to the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral live as it happened. Apparently, that never happened according to BuzzFeed. Okay, so emojis don't matter. Now they said, oh, the video didn't show them reacting to the fire. Now they have to admit it did. Oh, but emojis don't matter. All right, what about dozens and dozens of comments of people literally in real time celebrating the burning of this cathedral? Now remember, they tried to put out this hoax through Ryan Broderick and others on Twitter yesterday, literally calling for me and others to be deplatformed for putting out conspiracy theories and misinformation about the Notre Dame fire, when that's precisely what BuzzFeed did by claiming that nobody was celebrating the Notre Dame fire. And I haven't even gotten to the comments of leftists, which are awash on Twitter with people literally unable to contain their glee, people on the left at this fire. So again, you're not going to change the conversation. You're not going to bury the conversation. This is a massive problem. Am I saying that all Muslims are up in arms celebrating the Notre Dame fire? No. Am I saying that BuzzFeed lied when they said some Muslims weren't? Yes, they're lying. Why are they lying? Because, again, they can create this idea that this is a conspiracy theory, and people who put out conspiracy theories and fake news need to be banned by social media networks, so we should be banned. Even when it's BuzzFeed who is literally putting out this fake news story. And now it's in, like, a dozen other news outlets just today, this same hoax replicated, even though at its very source, they put out the hoax. In fact, Politico put out a newsletter today that said Paul Joseph Watson shared a hoax claiming Muslims were reacting positively to the fire. No, you shared a hoax because that story was true. You denying the reality of something which is manifestly provable is you putting out a hoax. So if people should be banned on social media for putting out hoaxes, Politico and BuzzFeed should be banned. We'll be back now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So basically, what happened, and I'm trying to summarize this in a tweet right now as we speak. I came out and said, pointing to the evidence, there were people reacting with smiley faces to the Notre Dame fire. This is horrible. This is vile. These people should be condemned. BuzzFeed came back with a giant article claiming that that was a hoax. Even though it wasn't a hoax, I provided the source video. You can see it for yourself right now. People reacting with smiley faces to the Notre Dame fire. BuzzFeed, the next day, after I called them out on Twitter, said, oh, smiley faces don't matter. Okay, but you just said there was no evidence of smiley faces. Now you're admitting there is evidence, but now you're saying smiley faces don't matter. All right, how about dozens and dozens of comments of people on these Facebook pages celebrating it in real time? What are you going to say about that? Are you going to say that they're fake comments, that those comments don't matter? This is where we're at with the mainstream media. And again, it's not just that they smear you, defame you, and lie about you, is that they use this fake claim that I created a hoax to then call for me to be deplatformed. So then I don't even have the opportunity to defend myself when they next smear me on whatever the next issue is. It's also about the sheer blind panic and terror that these news organizations have, especially BuzzFeed, which of course has laid off dozens and dozens of staff over the past 6 months, about not controlling the news narrative. And you even saw that on Fox News yesterday with Cavuto and with Shep Smith, where in the case of Shep Smith, it was literally a French official who was there on the scene speculating whether it was arson or whether it was accidental, which at the time, even though they've quickly ruled it out now, was a perfectly reasonable thing to speculate, given that we've literally had 875 attacks on churches in France in the last year alone. Not just fires, but desecrations, beheadings of statues of Jesus Christ, of the Virgin Mary. So yes, it's completely within the realm of respectable comment to speculate whether this was arson, especially when it was happening and nobody really knew. Nobody knew. So for him to shut him down, oh, we don't want conspiracy theories, and then for the likes of BuzzFeed to put out the biggest conspiracy theory, which was that there were no people celebrating this, when there clearly were hundreds and hundreds. I was on that France 24 Arabic Facebook page, and in fact in the video I go on Al Jazeera's Facebook page, and it's exactly the same in terms of smiley faces. Literally every other comment was people celebrating this fire. And they say that's a fake news conspiracy theory. They say that that is the reason I should be deplatformed. And they're doing it today with people like Glenn Beck. Obviously, I'm not a big fan of Glenn Beck. This is a headline out of Newsweek. Glenn Beck compares Notre Dame fire to 9/11. This is their World Trade Center moment. Obviously, it's nowhere near the horror of the World Trade Center because no one died. But in terms of a historical devastation, a historical desecration, yes, it was somewhat on a par, at least, you know, architecturally. Thankfully, nobody died. It's not on the same level of 9/11. But what Beck was trending for on Twitter earlier was his comment, according to this article, that the fire may have been intentional. And Beck said this, quote, "If this was arson, this is going to be bad. It might have just been started by a cigarette. We don't know." And bear in mind they did this to Cernovich yesterday as well on BuzzFeed. Same thing. Cernovich literally did two videos where he straight off the bat said, yeah, it looks like an accident, it's probably an accident. Oh, by the way, this is also a good time to talk about these 875 French churches that have been attacked. But this is an accident. And immediately that turned into, oh, Cernovich says it's not an accident, and now Russian media is picking up what Cernovich said. Everybody panic, my Russian conspiracy theory. They're still running with that hoax. So Beck comes out and says it might have just been started by a cigarette, but if this was started by Islamists, I don't think you'll find out about it, because I think it would set the entire country on fire. They've had killings, they've had mass shootings, they've had people running down people in the streets. The tension is very high. And that, again, is a completely fair comment to make. We've done stories on InfoWars about military heads, security officials in France, ex-ministers of the interior saying, look, if this gets much worse in terms of the lack of integration of some of these communities and in terms of these terror attacks, these attacks on police, you had the priest back in, what was it, 2017 being beheaded, dozens and dozens of Islamic terror attacks in France, they've said this could spill over into some kind of civil war. This is not Glenn Beck saying it. This is officials within the French security apparatus, within the French military saying this. So would there be an agenda for them to hide an Islamist connection to something as devastating and horrific as the Notre Dame Cathedral burning down? I don't know. It probably was an accident. But even to ask the question, it's a perfectly reasonable question to ask. It's not within the realms of wild conspiracy theory. But again, he's being completely torn apart just for asking the question. Once again, they don't want anybody asking any questions which challenge any of their narratives, even if it's far from the realms of wild conspiracy theory. I mean, YouTube is so freaked out at this point about tamping down on conspiracy theories that they literally put up a Wikipedia fact checkbox on videos of the Notre Dame fire yesterday because their stupid algorithm didn't even know what was going on. It was like, oh, panic. Somebody might say something against the official narrative. We better clamp down on this immediately. The other aspect to this, and that's in the CNN article, the internet is already awash in Notre Dame conspiracies. There were a lot of dumb conspiracies which were obviously not true. Like, oh, there's some guy milling around with Muslim garb as the fire's burning in the building. No, wasn't true. It was a fireman. There were fake Fox News accounts, fake CNN accounts that were set up on Twitter that put out deliberate fake news that this was an ISIS or an Islamic terror attack. Yes, pure conspiracy theory, pure BS. Then you had BuzzFeed patting themselves on the back because they got those accounts shut down. And yes, that was complete BS. That was pure conspiracy theory. But then they link it in, they tie it all together with stuff which is actually true, like the fact that there were people celebrating this fire in real time as it happened, and basically say, oh, well, all these other conspiracies are BS. They've been debunked. They've been shut down. Why not this one? Well, because it's true. And you were the ones who put out the fake news story that it wasn't. So Glenn Beck is being completely pillared for that. Again, anyone who dares bring up the fact that there have been 875 attacks on French churches over the past year alone, they're being called conspiracy theorists now. Anti-Christian attacks in France, we did a story on this yesterday, before the fire, coincidentally enough, on summit.news. Anti-Christian attacks in France are running 10 to 1 against anti-Muslim attacks. So there are around 1,000 anti-Christian attacks in 2018 in France, attacks on churches, etc., and only 100 anti-Muslim attacks. And all attacks are horrible, all should be condemned. But again, this is the big problem. Jews are fleeing France in record numbers. These hate crimes are actually a big problem in France, and we can't deny that by claiming it's all one big conspiracy theory. We'll be back at InfoWars.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back live on The Alex Jones Show. Before I get into some more of this news, I want to tell you about a couple of the great deals available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, which of course funds this network in the fight against real fake news, which is what BuzzFeed puts out on a regular basis. We have 50% off all apparel right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get some absolutely great products. The Build the Wall t-shirt, the InfoWars Hexagon polo shirt. Reviews are now coming in for these products. Again, 5-star across the board. InfoWars Tank Man, another great t-shirt that we've got out there. And many, many more. The Trump Medusa t-shirt as well, another great iconic meme. You got caps, you got decal stickers, you got hats, woolen hats, everything you could want in terms of apparel right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all of those products. Shop now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, we also have 2 weeks, sorry, let me see here. 2 week food supply, $67. That is an absolute steal. They do this storable food in EU countries where I live, and it's prohibitively expensive. You might as well buy it in a regular grocery store. This is an absolute steal. You can get InfoWars Life Select 2 week supply of emergency survival food, which includes a whopping 92 servings for 1,500 plus calories a day. And that is limited to 4 per purchase because it's flying off the shelves at this low, low price of $67 for InfoWars Life Select 2 week storable food, just to make sure you have something in reserve. You know, FEMA, the federal government, stores food. Everybody does it in terms of government. When we do it, they say we're kooks. But again, if nothing happens, you just eat the food and save money anyway. It's a win-win. And at the low price of $67, that is a massive, massive discount available right now. InfoWars Life Select, 2 week supply, 92 servings, InfoWarsStore.com, 131 reviews, the vast majority 5-star. You see there, 4.8 out of 5. Select the auto ship option as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the last little tidbit of this BuzzFeed hit piece was they claimed that InfoWars put out a baseless claim that the fire was set deliberately. No, that wasn't put out by me. That was put out by somebody who worked for the mainstream media. So this was a guy called Christopher Hale, who is a Time magazine journalist, who tweeted that he knew an employee who worked at the Notre Dame Cathedral who said that it was deliberately set. It's not Alex Jones that said that. It's not PJW that said that. It was one of your own mainstream media journalists. Now, as soon as this started getting attention, he deleted the tweet. Pretty cowardly. I managed to screenshot it before he deleted it. Wrote up an article saying, this guy who works for Time magazine has a friend who works there. He says it was set deliberately. Didn't say it was set deliberately. Said this guy claims it was set deliberately. Was that true? That this individual who worked at the Notre Dame, according to this Time magazine journalist, said it was set deliberately? Well, according to your own Time magazine journalist, yes, it was true. So then they claim that we're spreading that baseless theory because he got freaked out by the attention and deleted his tweet. And then they went back and interviewed him and said, he basically said, oh, for the record, I completely believe it was an accident. Right, why did you tweet that then? I was writing an article based on his tweet. That's your guy. He works for the mainstream media. That's not us circulating fake news. If he knew it was fake news, that was him circulating it. He deleted the tweet. Again, extremely, extremely weak. Meanwhile, Sputnik reports, Pakistani migrant facing jail time over damage to ancient French basilica. Oh, we can't talk about this, though. I guess this is a conspiracy theory now, too. The 875 churches have been desecrated in France over the past year, according to official government numbers. France has suffered a stark uptick in vandalism against places of Christian worship in recent years, with close to 900 acts of defacement and well over 100 thefts of church artifacts reported over the last year alone. A 41-year-old Pakistani national charged with causing extensive damage to the Basilica of Saint-Denis, which is where 400,000 illegal migrants live, 40% of them Muslim, one of France's most important religious, cultural, historical, and architectural landmarks, will go on trial next month. Or will he? Is it just a conspiracy theory? Maybe BuzzFeed can debunk it. The man who arrived in France just 2 months ago, again, very well-integrated individual by the sounds of it, is accused of damaging two doors and several stained glass windows and causing extensive damage to the basilica's main organ back in March. Remember, there was the fire at the other Saint-Sulpice church, I think it was a couple of months ago as well, in Paris. That got barely any media attention, as did this. He was arrested last week after his DNA was reportedly discovered at the scene of the crime. So this guy's going to be on trial here shortly. I guess that may not be happening because it's a conspiracy theory that we've all invented in our minds, according to BuzzFeed. The Sun reports churches across France have been set on fire and poo smeared on walls as the country's Christian heritage is said to be under attack from militant secularism. And again, that's the point. You'll notice in the original tweet, I didn't even say that Muslims were celebrating it. I said people. Some of these attacks are from Satanists, some of them are from extreme atheists, and some of them are from Muslims. It's a mix. Doesn't matter who's doing it, it's a real big problem. Daily Mail reports, have a nice day, ISIS fanatics revel in Notre Dame's destruction days before Easter, as they describe the inferno as retribution and punishment. So I guess, according to BuzzFeed, that doesn't matter. Maybe ISIS doesn't exist, I don't know. So again, you have this narrative of ISIS reacting to it, ISIS celebrating it. Unless ISIS is running every other comment through the France 24 Arabic Facebook page, I mean, God hope they're not, otherwise ISIS is far larger than we expected, because the comments were quite similar. ISIS fanatics are heartlessly reveling in the inferno at Notre Dame Cathedral just days after Easter, calling it retribution and punishment, according to terror intelligence researchers. I guess BuzzFeed is going to have to debunk them as well and say that they're lying and putting out fake news, even though they're not. The poster of the blazing cathedral appeared online, accompanied by the words, "Have a good day." But did it really? Does that poster from this article really show the Notre Dame Cathedral? Maybe we need BuzzFeed to take a look at this, because apparently they can't recognize what the cathedral looks like, but still put out fake news stories claiming that I don't know what it looks like when it's right there in the background. Meanwhile, Baptist pastor says Bank of America shut down all of his church's bank accounts. We've seen that in the past with people like Joe Biggs, I think, who temporarily got his account shut down. We've seen it with Enrique Tarrio, the Proud Boys member who got his Chase bank account shut down. And now we have Pastor Stephen Anderson of the Faithful World Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And again, this guy says a lot of stuff which is absolutely insane, and I'm not going to defend what he says about specific issues, but if you're going to defend free speech, you're going to have to defend unpopular free speech. You can't withdraw people's ability to engage in basic e-commerce just because you don't like what they said, because that is a slippery slope to absolute oblivion. So they've had their, I said Chase, it was actually Bank of America account shut down. Why not just start your own bank? I mean, that's what people on the right say, some of them who worship the free market. Oh, we can't have any regulation of social media. We can't have any regulation of commerce. Just start your own bank. Just start your own Twitter. That's not what their reaction will be to that. Again, people continuing to react to the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. We had this story as well. ISIS bride leftists want back in UK stitched explosives into suicide vests. So this is Begum, this Shemima Begum, this ISIS bride, literally saw decapitated heads in bins and said she wasn't fazed by it. Stitched explosives into suicide vests was a brutal ISIS controller. Now she wants back into the country and the left supports it. Now she's got legal aid and it looks like it could happen. Absolutely absurd. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to throw here to the video that I just put out a couple of hours ago, completely rebutting and debunking BuzzFeed's fake news about this Notre Dame fire. Another article we had on Summit News yesterday, France attacks against Jews and Christians continue to rise. That was a big article, pretty coincidental that it came out literally an hour before this in terms of attacks on churches. Oh, but we can't talk about that because it's a conspiracy theory that 900 churches were attacked in France last year. And again, anti-Semitic hate crimes way up in France. The anti-Christian hate crimes also climbed. Anti-Muslim hate crimes are at their lowest since 2010, at their lowest for 9 years. So again, what is the real problem? What is the real conversation that we should be having here in the aftermath of this Notre Dame fire, which was an accident, don't get me wrong. We're going to go to this clip. This is the full video of the Notre Dame fire, which is available on my YouTube channel, which you can go, please get this, share it out, and here is that full video. So BuzzFeed just got caught sharing hoax misinformation about the Notre Dame fire, and then blamed me for sharing hoax misinformation about the Notre Dame fire while the blaze was still raging. I posted this tweet in which I stated a brief summary of who is responding to the tragic Notre Dame fire with smiley faces on Facebook. The video attached to this tweet was a live Facebook feed of the Notre Dame fire. In this video, you can see a list of who was reacting in real time to the fire with smiley emoticons. Take a good, long look. The video clearly shows the Notre Dame Cathedral burning in the background. And here's the original Facebook video from where my tweet was grabbed. It's a page called Brute. It has over 7 million views. And there you see, Brute was live at Notre Dame Paris. You can check all this for yourself. Again, you see the Notre Dame burning in the video. It's the same video that I tweeted. And this screenshot from the original live at Notre Dame video shows people reacting with smiley faces as Notre Dame burns. Now, how do you think BuzzFeed reported on this? In a giant article about hoaxes and misinformation surrounding the Notre Dame fire, BuzzFeed's Jane Litvinenko wrote the following. There's zero evidence Muslims were responding to the fire with smiley faces. Paul Joseph Watson tweeted a link to a video that claimed to show Muslim people celebrating the fire. Critically, the video in question does not show what people on Facebook were reacting to. It's also impossible to know the religious views of each person reacting to a video en masse, so we really have no idea what was going on here. And there is no proof to back up this claim. Really? Well, first, I never said it showed, quote, Muslim people celebrating the fire. That's lie number one. It wasn't even in my tweet. And secondly, yes, the video does show what people were reacting to. They're reacting to the Notre Dame fire. It's right there in the background at the start of the frigging clip. And here's the original, where they're quite clearly reacting to the Notre Dame fire with smiley faces. The video was authentic. And it's in the video. So BuzzFeed published fake news claiming I was engaged in a hoax when they were the ones engaged in the hoax. Oh yeah, and Jane, putting a stupid nope yellow sticker on my tweet doesn't invalidate its accuracy. Even this tweet is wrong. She claims this screenshot also doesn't show the video itself. Yes, it does. Here's the video. You lied. You were called out for it. I asked you for a retraction on numerous occasions, and you did nothing. You're deliberately putting out fake news. This is why you suck. This is why no one trusts you. This is why BuzzFeed is going bust and laying off staff left, right and centre. As to the wider question of were Muslims celebrating the fire, which I never even said in the tweet, but they say I said it, so I guess let's just go with it. Let's take a closer look. This is called research, BuzzFeed. You should try it sometime. Here's a selection of comments I grabbed from just two threads about the Notre Dame fire from France 24 Arabic's Facebook page. These comments are all translated from Arabic. What were these people saying about the fire? I am disappointed for the lack of charred bodies in this festive party. What a wonderful moment. God thank you. I dedicate this wonderful and beautiful fire to my family. Congratulations. Hopefully, the mass destruction of France. It's a beautiful fire. OMG, the most beautiful fire in the world. We announce the sympathy of our full solidarity with the fire. Unfortunately, the entire structure did not collapse. I am sympathetic to the fire. I dedicate this fire to all the Algerian people. And we wish another fire, God willing, the next on the Eiffel Tower. I am very happy, smiley face, to see part of France burning. People were even posting GIFs which said, yay, I'm so happy, and celebrate. Again, these comments were grabbed from just two small sections of two threads. From what I saw, nearly every other comment was celebrating the fire. Let's look at how Al Jazeera viewers were reacting to the fire. Here's how they reacted to stories about the fire on Al Jazeera's Facebook page. Again, note the names and note the smiley faces. Remember, BuzzFeed claimed, quote, there's no evidence Muslims were responding to the fire with smiley faces, really. Let's let it run a little further so you can get a good sample of that reaction. Remember, BuzzFeed, quote, there's zero evidence Muslims were responding to the fire with smiley faces. Guess I must just be imagining all these smiley faces then. Here's a screenshot from the original Facebook video, the one which BuzzFeed lied about and said was a hoax, with someone commenting, Allah is grand. Is that a hoax too? Am I making that up? BuzzFeed, Jane Litvinenko? Or were you the ones who put out a hoax? Unlike BuzzFeed, which apparently doesn't know how to do basic research, you could go and check all this out for yourself. The comments are all still on France 24 Arabic's Facebook page and Al Jazeera's Facebook page. Were Muslims celebrating the Notre Dame fire? Yes, it's a fact, and there's evidence in abundance. And that's a big problem. That's a reality we need to face up to and have a conversation about. It's not a conversation that you can just cover up and sweep under the rug by claiming it never happened. It happened. In their morning tech newsletter, Politico also claimed Paul Joseph Watson shared a hoax claiming Muslims were reacting positively to the fire. No, you're the one sharing the hoax, Politico, because it did happen. BuzzFeed's Ryan Broderick thinks people should be removed from Twitter for spreading, quote, misinformation. Better remove BuzzFeed then, because they're openly spreading misinformation about the reaction to the Notre Dame fire. See how this works? They lobby social media companies to deplatform me for spreading conspiracy theories when they're the ones spreading conspiracy theories. Does that mean that every Muslim was celebrating the Notre Dame fire? No. Does it mean that BuzzFeed and Politico lied in reporting that the claim Muslims were celebrating the Notre Dame fire was a hoax? Yes. Instead of denouncing the vile rhetoric of those celebrating the destruction of a cherished piece of history, BuzzFeed denounced me and ran defense for the very people spewing that vile rhetoric. Do these individuals seem to be horrified by the fire? How about these individuals? So don't get me wrong, it wasn't just Muslims who were celebrating the fire. Many leftists could barely contain their glee either. Notre Dame burning is cosmic karma for all the historical sites and artifacts France destroyed and stole when being colonialist scum. Genuinely awful, but if you mourn for this one building and not say the entirety of Syria, your white supremacy is showing. Notre Dame on fire is the most aesthetically pleasing visually I've ever seen. Notre Dame burns. Former French colonies, alongside a video of a guy laughing his head off with nearly 22 million views. Oh, but no one celebrated it, according to BuzzFeed. It's just one giant conspiracy theory. This one's for colonizing African countries, bitch. Yeah. Notre Dame was completed in 1345. That's 70 years before the first wave of European colonization. Do some fucking maths, moron. So yes, people celebrated, Muslims celebrated, leftists celebrated. And what does that tell us about the state of Western civilization? They laugh, they party, they say it's karma. Then our own media runs defense for them and says all of that never happened and it's all a hoax. Now, I know the Notre Dame fire was accidental, but in France, churches are being burned and desecrated on a regular basis. Public statues of Jesus and the Virgin Mary are being decapitated and destroyed, and the media barely reports on it. In France, there are 10 times the number of anti-Christian attacks compared to anti-Muslim attacks. 875 Christian churches in France were vandalized last year alone. Jews are fleeing France in record numbers. And it's time more people started talking about it. When Islamic sites are burned, attacked, or desecrated, we respect their grief and mourning, and rightly so. When Christian sites are burned, attacked, or desecrated, apparently, to a lot of people, it's just one big joke. And if you try to denounce those people for their hatred, the media will run defense for them and tear you down. They'll run a giant hoax claiming no one celebrated, and then accuse you of running a hoax for telling the truth. BuzzFeed is fake news. They lied about me, they lied to their audience, and they ran defense for vile people.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.